for Melody Ranch and Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the roller coaster. Back in the saddle again.
That's right, folks. Another visit with all the gang here at Melody Ranch. Pat Buttram, Johnny Bond, the Cass County Boys, the Pinafores, Carl Kottner's Melody Ranch Orchestra, and yours truly, Charlie Lyon. But right now, meet the boss man himself, America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
Give me that old-time religion, give me that old-time religion, give me that old-time religion, it's good enough for me.
If you want to clink your silver spurs upon the golden stairs, you've got to change your ways, my brother. You've got to change your way of living, less take and more giving. If you want to clink your silver spurs up on the golden stairs, that means you, mister, that means you, sister, that means me, and everybody's got to share. You can't be the devil's rooter, gotta be a square shooter. If you want to clink your silver spurs upon the golden stairs,
makes me love everybody, makes me love everybody, makes me love everybody, it's good enough for me.
Wanna clink your silver spurs upon the golden stairs, you've got to ride the right road, brother. Make your sins all skedaddle, get old Satan out of your saddle. If you want to clink your silver spurs upon the golden stairs, that means you,
mister, that means you, sister, that means me, and everybody's got to share.
You can't be the devil's rooter, gotta be a square shooter if you want to clink your silver spurs upon the golden stairs. And now, here's a mighty pretty new tune we sung for the first time just 2 weeks ago today. Since then, it's been steadily moving right to the top. It goes like this. I'm walking behind you on your wedding day, and I'll hear you promise to love and obey. Though you may forget me, you're still on my mind. Look over your shoulder, I'm walking behind.
Maybe I'll kiss again with a love that's new, but I shall
things go wrong, dear, and fate is unkind. Look over your shoulder, I'm walking behind.
Maybe I'll kiss again with a love that's new.
Love. are parted, I want you to know that if things go wrong, dear, and fate is unkind, look over your shoulder, I'm walking behind.
Thank you, gang. Thanks a million. And now, folks...
Oh, dang busybodies, that's what they are. Always nosing around in other people's business. Order drown them all, that's what they ought to do.
Now, what in the world are you complaining about?
Meddling concerned game wardens, that's what in the world I'm complaining about.
Oh, so I take it you've been fishing.
You take exactly right, except for one small thing. I never got no chance to fish.
Well, how come?
How come? I no more than got the worm on my hook and my pole in the water. And this no-account game warden walked up to me. He says, "Who do you think you are fishing in that lake?"
Oh, and what'd you say?
I told him I wasn't fishing. I was teaching the worms to swim.
I'll bet that went over real big.
Like heck it did. He fined me $10 because the worms wasn't wearing bathing suits.
Fine thing. Well, what happened after that?
I went to another lake.
Oh, good.
Like heck it was. Oh.
Don't tell me that you ran into another game warden.
No, but I might just as well have.
How come?
Well, just like before, I no more'n got my pole set in the water again. All of a sudden, some crazy-looking city feller, I ain't never seen him before, he walked up, took off his clothes, and jumped right in the lake and disappeared.
Holy smoke. Did he drown?
No. Back, pretty soon he come back up again. He started yelling, "Help! Help! Save me!"
Gosh, and what did you do?
I waited till he was ready to go down for the second time. Then I yelled right back at him. I said, "As long as you're going down that way, check and see if my bait's still on my hook, will you?"
Well, that was nice of you. Say, by the way, did I ever tell you about the time I caught a 90-pound catfish?
So what? That ain't nothing. Did I ever tell you about the time I caught a... yours was 90 pounds. 200-pound bass?
Now.
That ain't all. When I cut him open, I found out that he had swallowed a lantern. And it was inside, and it was still lit.
Now, wait a minute, Buttram. Wait just a minute.
You don't believe it, huh?
No, I don't believe it.
Okay, then, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll compromise. You take 30 pounds off of your fish, and I'll blow out my lantern.
Well, I've got a better idea, Buttram. Let's all give a listen to the Blue Jeans and the Cass County Boys singing Just Another Polka. Kids?
This is just another polka, just another polka. But oh, what a girl in my arms.
Am I in heaven?
Money playing Romeo and Juliet.
No, just another polka, like any other polka, but some other music has charmed. This is just another polka, but holy smoker, oh, what a girl in my arms.
I'm dancing with an angel, with an angel, an angel, an angel.
Oh, yes, I'm dancing with an angel. That's why the band has sounded better from the moment that I met her.
Cause I'm dancing with an angel. With an angel, an angel, an angel.
She's got me dancing like I never thought I could.
Oh, Arthur Murray never had it so good.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. This is just another polka, like any other polka, but some other music has charms. This is just another polka, but holy smoker.
Oh, what a girl in my...
Say it again.
Oh, what a girl in my...
Say it again.
Oh, what a girl in my arms.
Hey! Yeah!
And now, going from a song popular today, here's a favorite of just a few years ago. Remember...
A boy from Texas, a girl from Tennessee. He was so lonely in New York, and so was she. The boy said, howdy. The girl said, how you are. He could have kissed her when he heard that southern drawl. They walked up Broadway as if they owned the town. They wouldn't hear it if the buildings tumbled down. Somewhere out yonder, the home folks smile to see a boy from Texas with his bride from Tennessee.
They watch a Broadway as if they owned the town.
They wouldn't hear it if the buildings tumbled down. Somewhere out yonder, the home folks smile to see the boy from Texas with his bride from Tennessee.
Thank you, gang. Thanks a lot. You know, folks, the other day I was reading in a newspaper about another new miracle of medical science. A discovery so important it was buried way down in the lower corner of the last page. Yet, within the next year alone, it will undoubtedly relieve the suffering of millions of people. Funny, isn't it, how war, destruction, and death seem to make all the headlines, yet life itself is buried on the last page. At any rate, it all reminded me of a story. A story that began right here in our local small town of Sagebrush. I'd been doing some special work as Deputy United States Marshal at the time. In fact, I had just finished an assignment over near Rimrock when Bob Evans, the County Chief Marshal, called me into his office.
Sit down, Gene. Be right with you.
Take your time.
Oh, brother, this paperwork's driving me crazy.
I can imagine. What's on your mind?
Well, Gene, get right to the point. Smuggling.
Oh, no. Don't tell me that started up again.
Yeah, bigger than ever.
Narcotics?
Uh-uh. Medicine.
Medicine?
A new drug called K-13, to be more specific.
Now I've heard everything.
No, not yet, you haven't. Yesterday, I got a letter from the president of Municipal. Mayor to you, a little border city called Castega. You ever hear of it?
Vaguely. Why?
Because according to this guy's letter, that's evidently where the whole dirty rotten operation started to spring up again.
Where's it coming from? Any idea?
Oh, not for sure, but got a pretty strong hunch. 2 weeks ago, somebody broke into a closed ward of the capital city hospital 60 miles north of here and got away with over $100,000 worth of the stuff. And we think that's the supply that's going to Mexico.
I see. Okay, Bob. I'll get to work on it right away. In fact, if you've no objections, I'll leave for Castega tonight.
Good. Oh, yeah, one other thing. Be careful. Last deputy we had working on this same assignment, he turned up floating in a river with a knife in his back.
Hey, now then, Senor Tree, I suppose that Captain Evans has told you most of the reasons you are here, no?
Most of them, yeah. But I'd still like to go over a few of the details with you.
Yeah, of course, senor, of course. In that case, let me bring you, up to date, eh? You see, senor Autry, as commandant of the policia, I know whoever is doing this this business is very clever indeed. For example, first, they let some of this, K-13, out on the market that is perfect, 100%. Then, when they have gained the confidence of the buyers, they gradually substitute the diluted medicine. In that way, before the buyer knows it, he's either terribly sick or, has happened in a few cases, he is dead.
Well, what about your men? Haven't they been able to dig up any leads?
Si, si, senor. But my men are also hungry. The sight of money is oftentimes too much for them to resist.
Sounds to me like a pretty messy situation all the way around.
Yes, I'm afraid that is right. And now, Senor Autry, if you will excuse me, I must keep an appointment elsewhere, huh?
Go ahead. I'll probably be heading back to Sagebrush to check with Captain Evans before long anyway. In the meantime, if you should want to get a hold of me in a hurry, you can always find me through Sergeant Stone at the Border Patrol station.
Bueno, senor. Hasta la vista, then.
Hasta la vista. And thanks for your help.
Zaka.
Si, boss. What's up?
It seems our stupid presidente has called in another one of those meddling marshals.
So what? We just take care of him the same way we take care of the last one.
No, Zaka, no, no. This time I think that we shall take care of this marshal in quite another way.
Oh? How?
Since the border patrols have tightened up in an effort to halt our activities, I have been thinking. This Marshal Autry, who was just in my office, he will be making many trips across the border between here and the United side, eh?
You know, what about it?
Why do we not let him transport our medicine?
Well, boss, he United States Marshal, you must be kidding.
About such matters, I do not, as you say, kid, Saka. Now you listen to me. The plan is a simple one. You will go to Sagebrush tonight, make yourself known to the Senor Autry in a manner which I will tell you about presently. You will then receive the K-13 from our regular source, after which you will secrete small quantities of it beneath Senor Autry's saddle whenever he is planning to return here.
But, boss...
I will arrange to have the medicine removed when the marshal arrives. In that way, we run no risk of being detected by the border authorities. You think it over, my friend. The one man who is after the mouse will himself be carrying the cheese.
Buenos dias, senor. Your name is Autry, no?
Maybe. Why?
You are searching for the smugglers of the medicine. Is that not true?
What makes you think that?
Zaka know much of the city of Castega. Sometimes I hear things that are known to very few.
Oh? What, for example?
For example, I know much about the business in certain black market medicines.
Go on.
You are going to the town of Castega now. Is that not right?
Suppose I am.
In that case, it would be wise for you to check the botica, the drugstore, at numero 8, Calle del Sol.
When I got back to Castiga late that night, I went right to the drugstore my friend Zaka had told me about. Only there was a sign on the front door saying it had been closed that same day by order of the police. 2 weeks, some 20 round trips across the border, and 11 of Zaka's tips later, I was still exactly nowhere. What's more, the medicine continued pouring in. As for Zaka, well, I was beginning to wonder.
You sent for me, boss?
Si, come in, Zaka, come in.
What's up?
Just this, my friend. You will be happy to know that we are now in possession of a substantial quantity of K-13. All brought into this country by the Senor United States Marshal Autry.
Bueno. Because just between you and me, I think he get a little suspicious of all them bad leads I've been giving lately. Even though you are covering most of them up.
No, do not worry. Now that he has served his purpose, we shall dispose of Senor Autry quite prominently by a method known in America as the frame-ups, eh?
I don't get you.
You will presently. First, though, you tell me, this afternoon in Sagebrush, you planted another parcel of medicine beneath the good marshal's saddle, true, huh?
Yeah, but
then you hand me the telephone. I want to put in a call to the Border Patrol.
Border Patrol? What for?
What for? I want to report a smuggler.
Oh, chap. Oh, boy. Oh.
Hi, Tim. How's it going?
Hi, Gene. Say, you're just the guy I'm looking for.
Oh, is that so? What's up?
Well, believe it or not, some guy just called me less than an hour ago from Castega, and he says, Sergeant Stone, check under the saddle of a United States Marshal named Autry, and you'll find the answer to all the K-13 smuggling that's been going on. Ain't that a kick? You smuggling K-13?
Wait a minute, Tim.
Hey, what's the matter? Hey, what are you doing?
Checking my saddle. What does it look like?
Well, but, Gene, I was on... Hey, what's that you got in your hand?
K-13, Tim. About $500 worth, I'd say.
What? Hey, where'd you get that?
Never mind the question now. Up, champ. Up, boy.
Hey, you come back here, Gene Autry. Come back or I'll shoot.
Well, Zucker, by now our friend Autry should be safely in the custody of his own organization. Incidentally, I imagine it will be somewhat difficult for him to explain the reason for that medicine being beneath his saddle, no?
See, I can just see his face now.
Turn around, Zucker, and I'll be glad to oblige.
Oh, Autry.
That's right. And may I suggest that you both keep your hands right where they are?
What this is?
Be still, Zucker. He knows nothing.
I wouldn't say that, Torres. For instance, I know you called the Border Patrol late this afternoon and tipped him off that I was coming through there with quite a haul of medicine hidden under my saddle.
I see. You can prove that, I suppose?
Very easily, since you asked directly for Sergeant Stone.
I'm afraid that you're talking in circles, Senor Marshal.
Am I? All Border Patrol guards are known only by number. However, that first morning I saw you, I told you that if you ever needed me in an emergency, to contact me through Sergeant Stone. That meant outside of me, Sergeant Stone's family, and his employees. You were the only person who knew his name.
That's a very pretty speech indeed, Senor Autry. Convincing, too. In fact, so convincing that I am forced to admit it's true. You have, though, overlooked one small thing. I also am clever. Unfortunately, your predecessor had to find it out the hard way, just as you will now!
Hey! You're not hurt, Torres. It's only a flesh wound. It may stop you from throwing any more knives for a while, though. And now what do you say that we all head for the Border Patrol station? I've got a strong hunch the immigration officers are going to be so happy to see you two, they may just ask you to be their house guests for a long, long time. And so that wound up my one and only experience as a smuggler. Of course, as long as I've got Buttram working for me, I suppose folks will always suspect me of operating a dope ring. Oh, well. Right now, turning from words to music, I thought you all might enjoy recalling with us one of our really all-time favorites here at Melody Ranch. Actually, though, it's more than just a song. It's a musical tribute to one of man's noblest and best friends. I'm sure that you'll agree as the boys and girls join me in singing, "Old Faithful, we rode the range together. Old Faithful, in every kind of weather, when your round of days are over, there'll be pastures white with clover for you, old faithful pal of mine. Hurry up, old fella, 'cause the moon is yeller tonight. Hurry up, old fella, 'cause the moon is mellow and bright. There's a coyote howling to the moon above, so carry me back to the one I love. Hurry up, old fella, 'cause we gotta get home tonight. Hurry up, old fella, 'cause the moon is yeller tonight. Hurry up, old fella, 'cause the moon is mellow and bright. There's a coyote howling to the moon above, so carry me back to the one I love. Hurry up, old fella, 'cause we gotta get home tonight. The western est and you, dear,
a cozy little cottage beside the western sea. And who knows, someday maybe our dreams will all come true. A cradle and a baby, the West, a nest, and you.
The West, a nest, and you, dear. Oh, what a dream 'twould be. A cozy little cottage beside the western sea.
And who knows, someday maybe our dreams will all come true. A cradle and a baby, the West, a nest, and you.
Been listening to Melody Ranch with Johnny Bond, Pat Buttram, the Cass County Boys, the Pinafores, Carl Cotner, and America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry. Charlie Lyon speaking. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.